where he not only studied the chief battlefields, but endeavored through conversations with Mexicans of all grades and by the aid of foreigners long resident in the country to become well acquainted with the character and psychology of the people. As the war was fought almost exclusively among them, and its inception, course, and results depended in large part upon these factors, the author attaches not a little importance to his opportunities for such personal investigations and to his Mexican data in general. Probably more than 9/10 of the material used in the preparation of this work is in fact new. No previous writer on the subject had been through the diplomatic and military archives of either belligerent nation, for example. Virtually a still larger percentage is new, for the published documents needed to be compared with the originals. In the printed American reports relating to the battles of September 8th and 13th, 1847, for instance, over 50 departures from the manuscripts that seemed worth noting were found. Nor did the additional documents prove by any means to supply mere details. A great number of unprinted statements from subordinate officers, who were nearer to the facts than their superiors could be, were discovered. The major official reports needed both to be supplemented and to be corrected. Such reports were in most instances colored more or less, and in some radically distorted, for personal reasons or from a justifiable desire to produce an effect on the subordinates concerned, the army in general, the writer's government, the enemy, and the public.